Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning in Studio 97. Good or bad, we're together throughout the summertime. Many weeks of family fun, or is it? Summer is supposed to be all about the fun and relaxation. Sometimes chaos creeps in, Galthorpe.
It can. You know, any parent knows that summer can disrupt those routines. Those provide the structure, predictability. And those are the things I tell people all the time. If you've got some structure, predictability, that creates harmony or is more likely to create harmony. Increased screen time, disrupted sleep schedules. You know, there's this pressure to be together all the time. That also can create stress. It's something we're not all used to. So we just get a little more irritable, a little more tense. I mean, of course, families love each other and we also like to have a break. One is not separate from the other. So when it comes to younger children or children with complex needs, and that's a lot of the parents I'm talking about who perhaps their children didn't qualify for certain camps. So they have a lot of time at home. They are trying to occupy the child so that even though their schedule is disrupted, which many children thrive on, parents can feel as though they're spread very, very thin. And similarly, siblings who are not used to spending so much time together can also feel overwhelmed. And this is where that conflict comes up within families. So I'm sure listeners have some images of what we're talking about and what it looks like in their own families, but it is normal.
If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, is it a struggle summer months for families, as Julie just alluded to, that are around all the time? 613-962-9700.
Well, yeah, because it is a big adjustment for parents and children alike. So, Julie, what can families do to offset these challenges and make the most of their summer?
Well, it's such a common problem that researchers have looked into it. What do we do? So both studies from Harvard and Stanford emphasize what they refer to as leveraging summer's natural advantages. For instance, you've got natural daylight, you've got better temperatures, and those things can be harnessed to promote better mental health. So when we have better mental health, things look better in families.
I think that there's a lot of, after reviewing the report here that we're discussing this point. No, but there's a lot of financial stress, too, on families that, you know, the Kellys are going to the Blue Jay game. They're staying overnight in Toronto for 2 or 3 days. But the O'Reilly family or the Watson family aren't in that position to do that. There's that financial stress to maybe do we have the funds to actually keep the kids or give them an experience?
Right. And that is key, you know, in terms of looking at what is the experience going to look like,
yeah.
Because it's not the same for everyone. And it has changed over time as well. You know, I was talking with someone the other day and we're talking about summer. So, you know, we'd come back from like university or school and you'd work for the summer and you'd hang out with your friends. Like that was your summer vacation. It was fun. You would do things that weren't grand gesture, but you would, you know, you'd have your job, you know, go to the beach, do things like that. But now there's also, because everything is so much bigger, we have this need for these grand gestures. Even when people come home to work for the summer or they have summer jobs, say they're high school students, there's also this expectation, yeah, but we're going to also do something big. Mm-hmm. It can't just be that summer is fun. No, no, we have to add to it and do a trip or do something, like you said, that's exciting. We want to do like little things that create memories and even big things, vacations that can create memories. At the same time, what these studies are talking about is just the importance of day-to-day things we do in order to increase the mental health of all the members of the family, and then that increases the harmony. The other stuff is kind of like icing, but the stuff every day that we do is what's going to pay off in terms of how we interact as a family at home.